Welcome to The Challenge, where we'll discuss the challenges that life gives us. Challenges from the perspective of people with disabilities, and challenges from those who encounter a disabled person in any walk of life. If you have comments about the show or would like to be a guest, call a listener feedback line at 206-333-0257. That's 206-333-0257. Or send email to challenge8255@gmail.com. And now your host, Steve Bauer.
This is program number 5. And boy, do we have a treat for you this week. And actually next week as well. Because on these two shows, my special guest is jazz vocalist Diane Schur.
Good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself.
Don't It's a real pleasure for me to welcome you to the show.
Steve, thanks a lot.
We have so much to talk about, and I'm not even sure where to start, but why don't we do this? Why don't we start with the traditional question I like to ask people is, if you can, give me the Reader's Digest version or the Cliff Notes edition of how you got started into music and how you got to where you are today.
Okay, Reader's Digest. I used to read Reader's Digest long, long time ago. I even have a talking book, you know, the old record, the 16 RPM from 1971, April 1971 somewhere.
Oh, my.
However, I was born in Tacoma, Washington in 1953 on December 10th around 5 a.m. in the morning. I have a twin brother, was placed in an incubator, and because of that, the oxygen, there was way too much oxygen for my eyes, and so I developed what the doctors call retinal fibroplasia, and...
Oh, I'm glad you can say that. I can never say it.
But that's what it is. And went to the State School for the Blind when I was 4 and a half in Vancouver, Washington, until I was 11. And throughout that time, got to know music, listened to lots and lots and lots and lots of music, was influenced by Donna Washington, Sarah Vaughan, Nancy Wilson, among many others, and listened to all types of music, jazz, rock and roll, and pop, and a bit of classical. Great fan of George Shearing and Nat King Cole, and auditioned for Lake Tahoe when I was 14 years old, and would have gotten the gig, but my dad had an ultimatum from his chief of police, who said, it's either, you know, go on the road with your daughter, or you stay and work with us. So we stayed home, did the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1975 after graduating, of course, from high school in 1973. Worked with Ed Shaughnessy's band. Doc Severinsen said I wasn't ready for stardom yet during that time because I auditioned for The Tonight Show. Kept working in the Northwest, also moved to the Southwest to Tucson, Arizona, stayed there for a few years. Ran out of money, went bankrupt, came back to Seattle, and in this loop of time, I was into the drugs and alcohol until 1989, got sober in 89, October 9th, and have been sober ever since. I'm in my 19th year, jumping around a little bit, did the White House gig with Stan Getz in 1982. What can I say? Quincy Jones asks me sometimes, hey, Deeds, are you living large? And I say, yep. And life is good today, and how is that for a Reader's Digest?
That is excellent. So let's see. Dizzy Gillespie is really the guy that gets the credit for discovering you and giving you your first big break, right?
Yeah, at the Monterey Festival in 1979, Dizzy Gillespie did get me on stage, and that's where Stan Getz saw me, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Now, about 7 years ago, Diane, you had to make what I'm going to call a very scary decision about some surgery. Can you tell us about that?
I actually had to have neck surgery in 2001 because I had degenerative disc disease. And so I had neck surgery, and there was a possibility that my voice, a slight possibility that I would never be able to sing again. But I was in such horrible pain. My balance and everything was affected, and my right hand would freeze. When I'd be playing the piano, it would just freeze. I couldn't move it for about a minute. So, you know, there was a few factors that I really had to weigh, and so I decided, all right, I'm going to take that leap of faith, and it's going to work out okay, and sure enough, it did. And the doctor, in fact, I don't even remember this, but the doctor asked me after the surgery, he says, all right, Deeds, do Do-Re-Mi, and I did. And she's fine. She's going to be just fine.
Now, you are totally blind since birth.
Yes.
And at what age did you first learn to read Braille?
I went to first grade. Actually, I flunked first grade. I had to be held back. So it took me a little while to read Braille, but around 6 or 7 years old is when I really got into it. And I started reading those Laura Ingalls Wilder's books.
Oh, yeah.
The little house books. And I was still at the State School for the Blind. And what happened was they'd, you know, do the lights out bit, and I'd be reading under the covers. I'd stop reading, and then they'd leave, and then I'd continue where I left on, I'm sure, or left off, I should say, and probably would kind of nod in class.
Oh.
I know. It's pretty funny. But and still am today a voracious reader. Love to read.
Of course, I learned Braille when I was in the second grade. I had some limited vision, like you, too much oxygen blew things up. And then I learned Braille when I was in the second grade, and still trying to use large print as much as possible. That did learn Braille, and
good.
I continue to read Braille today, of course.
Good. So, but you can't see.
Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
I had a little bit of vision until I was in college. And
oh, man, you saw colors in the whole bit.
Yeah. I always tell my wife that she's eternally 22 years old because that's how I remember her.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been married for almost 32 years now, but she's still that young 22-year-old that I became engaged to.
Well, God bless you. I've been married for 12. We just celebrated our 12th wedding anniversary January 13th, so, wow, that's really something. I never did get to see the colors. I know what light looks like the sunlight, you know, I know what that looks like, because I have still a little bit of light refraction out of my left eye, and so I still know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what shadow is like because that's the absence of light. So
yeah,
that makes sense. And but that's all I've ever been able to see.
Well, when it comes to mobility, one question that people often want to know, are you a cane user, dog user, both, neither?
I tried the dog thing. I was in my mid-20s. I actually went to a school in Burbank, California, and got training for a dog and came back home. I lived with my father at the time in Auburn, Washington, but it didn't really work out with the dog, unfortunately. I do use a cane, you know, around our neighborhoods and stuff like that, but I don't really what you would call walk by myself a lot, even though in hotels, because I travel on the road all the time, I'll venture out a little bit and meet people at breakfast or what have you, and get to the elevators, and if they're in Braille, of course, yeah, man, that's fine, and when I get down to the lobby, just follow the sounds and the smells to the restaurant and stuff, so I'm proud of myself for that, and I have a wonderful assistant that's with me on the road all the time, and my husband's around all the time, so I do okay.
Is your husband a musician as well?
Oh, no. No, no, no. He used to do the satellite thing. Oh, United States Air Force. Okay. Used to do the engineering bit. Anyway, yeah, he did a real good job. He's retired now, and was retired when I met him, actually. He was on a jazz cruise, as was I, and that's where we met on October 31st, 1994. And we've been buds ever since.
Oh, how neat. I've always wanted to go on a cruise.
Oh, you've never been?
No.
Oh, man. It's so cool. But anyway, that's where we met, and then we got married a year and a half later.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really neat. I'm the adventurous sort. I forgot to tell you in the Reader's Digest deal that I went skydiving with an instructor in 1998 on the 25th of November. I don't know about you, but I'm real good with dates most of the time. Dates and numbers and all of that sort of thing.
Oh, that, okay, you've got more courage than I do. I don't think I would do that, but.
Well, it was unbelievable. I looked like, when I first jumped out of the airplane, I looked like Dizzy Gillespie with his cheeks all puffed out because the wind was just blowing like crazy. And then once the parachute opened, it was quiet. It was just so wonderful except for the gentle breeze, you know, and we were just floating. And I landed on my feet, and it was just wonderful. Just loved it.
Well, how cool.
I know. I don't think I'll ever do it again. But I sure am glad that I was able to do it, because it certainly did take that leap of faith in knowing that everything was going to be okay on the other side, you know. It's kind of like for me, it's very symbolic of life and how it is. And a lot of the time we take that leap of faith in whatever experiences, I know whatever experiences that I go through, you know. Just like plugging something into the wall, you have faith that it's going to work, you know. And it was just really neat. We were in Hawaii. We were kind of like having a second honeymoon. And it was just great. And it took more time from my husband, whose name is Les Crockett, but everybody calls him Rocket or the Rocket Man, to fill out the paperwork than it did for us to do the jump. So
isn't that the case always?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had the offer to do the insurance bit for quite a bit of money, and he says, nah, I just don't want to jinx this, you know. So it's pretty funny. But I've led a wonderful life and still am, and just turned 54, you know, just feeling good.
Well, one of the things we'd like to talk about on this particular show is challenges. And I would think that being on the road and traveling would have its challenges. Now, you mentioned you have someone along to assist you, no doubt, with makeup and hair and all that stuff.
Oh, no, I do my own.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Saves a lot of money because through my experience on the road, which has been for years and years and years, some makeup artists and hairdressers are really good, and some just aren't. And it was a constant crapshoot. And I just got tired of having to deal with the crapshoot. So except for television, like photo shoots for the albums and such, I, with the help of my assistant, I do my own hair and makeup. And my hair's mousy straight, but we just put this little product placement here. It's called Bedhead. And it's really cool, and I just blow dry my hair and put a little bit of that on and brush it through and put a little blush and lipstick on, and that's basically it. And nobody's complained yet.
Well, I don't think that they would. So what are some of the challenges that you face as a blind musician traveling all over the world? And you do travel all over the world.
Well, let's see. I worry. I get a little mishugana. I love these Yiddish expressions, even though I'm not Jewish. You know, I want to make sure that with the computer there's a little outside antenna on the side, and I want to make sure it doesn't get snapped off because they're like $38 per pop, you know. And so my assistant, that's Owen Cartwright, always makes sure constantly that it's okay, especially when we go through security. and get to the hotel, and one of my biggest challenges, which most of the time turns out pretty well, is making sure that the hotel has a good internet connection, because I use what is called Slingbox. So I want to make sure that it's got enough, what do you call it?
Enough bandwidth?
Yeah, enough bandwidth, enough Ks to be able to support it. Now, if it's kind of a crappy connection, what I do is I hit Alt-A, and it goes into audio. And audio has, of course, a lot. You can do a lot more you don't have to do as much bandwidth with just the strict audio than you do with video. For anyone that's aspiring to get one of these devices, just a little tip, especially for those of you who are blind, because, you know, the picture, of course, does not matter to me. And just making sure, you know, about the room service thing, getting oriented to the different suites and the different rooms that I have. I remember I was working in London at one point in time in one of the hotels, very, very nice hotel, but it had one of these glass-like poles, partitions in the middle of the room, and I wasn't thinking, and I cracked my head on it and actually split it open.
Ooh.
A bit. And of course, I called my assistant, but I was more worried about getting Slinger going than the actual injury. But just little things like that. I've been very, very fortunate. I've never really gotten injured that much. Especially since I got sober, I'm a lot more careful. But I just take it one day at a time as far as these challenges. And I love challenge because it's such a learning curve. And so I just don't let it get me down. I try to live with the solution. Just go for the solution instead of wallowing in the problem, because it doesn't do me or anybody else any good.
You're listening to The Challenge. To receive email updates about the show and our guests, you're invited to join our mailing list. Simply send a blank message to challenge8255-subscribe at googlegroups.com. That's challenge8255-subscribe at googlegroups.com. Once again, your host, Steve Bauer.
Diane released a new CD titled Some Other Time on February 26, 2008.
Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. We'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. We'll catch up some other time.
Now, over the years, you have performed or done duets with a variety of people, from B.B. King to Ray Charles.
Yes, indeed.
Maynard Ferguson.
Oh, I love him. I was so sorry to see him go. He was a good friend of mine. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, here's the $64,000 question. If you had the opportunity to perform with someone who you never have performed with before, and that person could either be living or deceased, who might that be?
Oh, a couple of people. Can I mention more than one?
Sure.
Of course, Dinah Washington. You know, she was one of my strongest influences. And Louis Armstrong. You know, he's done some wonderful duets, like with Ella Fitzgerald. And
yep.
Just great. And I'd love to perform with George Benson someday. He's just dynamite. I've always, you know, I was just thinking, as far as a band leader, you know, it would have been fun to perform with somebody like Glenn Miller, you know, and how much fun that would have been. And let's see, Frank Sinatra. I never really had the chance to perform with him. I've met him, and we were very dear friends, but I've never been able to perform. I'd love to do a project someday with Quincy Jones, if possible. I'd love to do a duet with Elton John, do more work with Ray Charles. There's just so many talented people, and, of course, Nat Cole, and this is so awesome to have people like that. I'd love to do something with Andrea Bocelli someday. I love his work with Sarah Brightman. I think this is awesome. Jack Jones is great. I've always been a fan of his. That's quite a few people, right?
Yeah, that's good. One of my favorite duets that you did was one with B.B. King.
Oh, good.
The one called At Last.
You know, I was thinking about that a couple of minutes ago when I was talking about Glenn Miller, because I know that they had a great version of that, too. Yeah, that's a great, you know, it's interesting because with those kind of love songs, it wasn't too long before I met my husband. And so it was during these tunes, you know, when I was single, it would be like making a ziff. And it's wonderful to actually have, you know, it's wonderful to be married and to be able to sing those songs with a lot of gusto and even more feeling.
Let's just check it out right now. It's Diane Schur with B.B. King, At Last.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. Like a song,
at last, the sky above a blue my heart was wrapped in clover. The night.
Again, the new CD from Diane Schur is called Some Other Time. It's on Concord Records. And if you want more information about Diane and her new CD, you can go to dianeschur.com. That's DianeSchur.com.
A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never ever known.
As we wrap up our show this week, let's check out another track from her new CD called Some Other Time. This is Diane Schur with Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I slide again. About to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again. I got that grip again, the taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I've been approved again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe. In clover I lie, and Brother Rabbit, of course you'd better kiss your foot goodbye. On that ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love.
I will conclude my interview next week with Diane here on the show. Hope you can join me for that. And don't forget, we welcome your comments on our feedback line, 206-333-0257. That's 206-333-0257. Look forward to hearing from each of you on there. Thanks for listening. We'll do this again next week and conclude our interview with Diane Scherer.
If you have comments about the show or would like to be a guest, call a listener feedback line at 206-333-0257. That's 206-333-0257. Or send email to challenge8255@gmail.com. To receive email alerts about the show each week, including information about our guests, send a blank message to challenge8255-subscribe@googlegroups.com. That's a blank message to challenge8255-subscribe@googlegroups.com. Thanks for listening, and stay strong when encountering the challenges of life. Please join us next week at this same time for another edition of The Challenge from ACB Radio Mainstream.